Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And joining me now, Villanova head coach Kyle Neptune. And head coach Villanova, previously head coach at Fordham, but you've been assistant at Villanova. What's it feel like to be here at Big East Media Day at Madison Square Garden as the head coach at Villanova?
Well, Villanova is home for me. It's a dream come true to come back here. And then, you know, just in coming to the Garden, anytime you step foot in this building, it's a special time. You know, I grew up 10 miles south in Brooklyn, New York. So just, you know, knowing the history of this building and knowing the history of New York City basketball, being here is always special.
We've talked before in the offseason that you had no idea, one of the best kept secrets in college basketball, that Jay Wright was going to retire. Right. When you think back to that phone call you got, how floored were you?
It was pretty surreal. I was shocked. I don't know if I ever believed it fully until it actually happened. And even, you know, at times now, I'm still kind of pinching myself. But, you know, honestly, we really haven't had too much time as a staff to think about it, just because, you know, you go into, as you know, recruiting and then now trying to prepare our team. And, you know, there's so much to do. We're just focused on what we got to do each day to be a great Villanova basketball team.
What was remarkable to me was how both staffs stayed intact. That almost never happens at Villanova and Fordham. Yeah. How critical was that in the process to make sure everyone had a job?
Honestly, you know, I was going into my opening interview at Villanova thinking about all the guys at Fordham. Just would they be displaced? Who was going to get the job? Legitimately thinking about that, you know, until Keith Ergo was announced. So for, you know, Fordham basketball to have Keith Ergo as the head coach, I was extremely excited, as I was for the rest of the guys who stayed there. And then coming back here to Villanova and getting a chance to work with the guys that I look at as brothers, as assistant coaches, and Marlisha Davison and Joey Flannery and, you know, George Halkovich, all those guys, it's been a blessing.
So how much involvement will Jay Wright have?
You know, we want him around as much as possible. I think you have to ask him how much he's going to be able to be around. But, you know, for me, I know a lot of people say, oh, you don't want that guy around and, you know, you want to do your own thing. Yeah, I have a completely different approach and a completely different thought process. Coach Wright has been someone who's been a mentor to me. He brought me in the business. He brought me back to Villanova after I left. He's been an extremely good example of who to be and how to go about being a head coach and how to go about being just a great person. So to have someone like that around, I think is only good for our staff and our players. So I will welcome him to be around and ask for him to be around and get as much and squeeze him as much of his knowledge as I possibly can.
Injuries. Let's talk about this team. Got one of the best freshmen in the country, Cam Whitmore, out with a thumb injury. Justin Moore was coming back from his injury last season. Where do the injuries stand right now at the beginning of almost the season, a couple weeks away?
Yeah, we honestly, to start the year through the summer and now through the preseason here, we've had a pretty rough go at it in terms of injuries. But, you know, it's a contact sports basketball, right? So things happen and you just got to recover. So, you know, we recruited a bunch of great guys on our roster and, you know, we brought them all into play. And, you know, we're excited for whoever we put out there as our Villanova basketball team. We're going to be excited for those guys and we're going to try to compete to the best of our ability.
What's the timetable even for November, December with those guys?
Honestly, no timetable yet. Cam hasn't even got out of his splint yet. It's just too early to know exactly what his timing will be, but I think he will definitely be back at some point in the early part of the season. And then Justin Moore, just no timetable, just because it was a catastrophic injury, and him coming back, we want to be respectful for his, for his life first, just in terms of being able to walk and his mobility, and make sure there's no nothing happens where he re-injures his leg. So really no timetable on his return.
Last thing, Kyle, expectations are always high at Villanova, yeah, outside and inside. Kind of weird that Villanova not picked to win it, but it's legitimately, for Creighton, which obviously they've got a lot back, and then Xavier was picked second. How do you feel about the expectations of this group this season, if and when you are healthy?
Yeah, I think for our league, I think it says a lot about our league. I always look at this for years now as the best basketball league, top to bottom. Every night, no matter who you're playing, it's going to be a tough game. In terms of preseason rankings, we've actually been picked lower than this in the past, and been higher and been picked higher and went lower. So, I think that, I love preseason rankings. I think it's more for the fans to have a gauge on, how people are looking at guys going into season. But, for us, we just try to be the best team we can possibly be by the end of the season. And if we feel like we've accomplished that, great.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you.